Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, to let you know Jesus come to change lives, make your life brand new. Jesus will make the difference on the inside. Praise God. There's power in the name of Jesus to give you a miracle, praise the Lord, to deliver you off the road of crime and sin, put you on the road of victory to heaven, praise God, make your future brighter than your past. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost field ministry to go into the jails and prisons, to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons that we visited, praise God. And I'm telling you, the inmates are blessed. They look forward to our visits, praise God. Since the coronavirus hit in the year 2020, the jails and prisons have been closed, but we're still here on radio preaching the gospel here in 2021, during this time of the coronavirus, praise God. We'll continue doing our ministry on radio till we get the green light to go back into the jails and prisons when they go back open again, praise God. On this month, we're going to continue the message. We started talking about holiness, praise God. We would like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast for the continuation of the message throughout the month of September. Praise God. Those just incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune in to today's broadcast. After close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Those in the free world, tell your neighbor to tune into today's broadcast as well. Praise God. Holiness is not man-made, but holiness comes from God. Because God commanded for us to be like Him. In order to make it into heaven, we must, it's mandatory, to be like God. That is to be holy. Praise the Lord. I know the devil don't want people to be like God, because a lot of people think they can't be like Him. That's the devil, because the devil wants you to be like He is, so you can be going down there with Him. But Jesus made it possible that we can be like God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We're going to have church with the message. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Let's get ready to go into the Word of God. 1 Peter 1:15, Missionary Velvet, what did the Bible say?
But as He which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy.
Now, God wants us to be holy in all manner of conversation. That is to say, holiness covers every part of us. Praise the Lord. God wants us to be holy in our conversation. We don't tell no lies. We be truthful. We be honest. We don't use profanity. But we be have a clean conversation. We don't talk foolishness. But we speak what we know and testify what we have seen. That's holiness. Praise the Lord. God wants a people that have clean conversations. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, on the job, walking down the street, those of you that's incarcerated, wherever you might be, in the law library, in the cell houses, on the rec yard, in the kitchen, wherever you might be, you supposed to have a clean conversation. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord saved me. I do not use profanity because I got Jesus in my soul. Praise God. Those that do it got the devil in them. Because the devil is the one that uses profanity. I know people like to look at Peter. Peter wasn't sanctified. He just had a touch of God. Conversion is only a touch of God. So many Christians get a touch of God. And when they get that touch, which is conversion, they feel like they got the Holy Spirit. But that's not the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Conversion is only a touch of God. Just like you freeze ice water into ice. You take that ice and put it up there at room temperature. It'll melt back to water. That's the way conversion is. A person can get converted, can get baptized in water. But that will not keep you. That sinful nature, as so many Christians say, it's still there. That's the reason why people be in the flesh. That's the reason why they fall into sin. That's the reason why Peter cursed when he denied Christ. Because of that sinful nature. But holiness, praise God, Jesus came down here to put things on a better promise. I come to preach more than just repentance. So many preachers, all they dwell on mostly is repentance. Why? Because there's a bunch of hypocrites sitting in the church. Amen. How can sinners be saved when you got church people can't live right? Church people falling into sin. The sinner already in sin. And then you got church people, they can't live right. Hypocrites, praise God. That's the reason why you need to have an altar call. Put church people on the altar so they can get saved, so they can live right. Let the sinners be on the altar so they can be saved, so they can live right. Praise God. Once you live right, then you can get off the altar. You hear me? Praise God. Be so you'll be a witness to bring souls to Christ. Amen. Because God wants you to be holy in all conversation. Not just in some, but in all conversation. Be holy in all manner of your walk and talk. Amen. So many Christians got marital problems. Can't get along in the home with their husband, with their wife. That's because, amen, they don't have Jesus. But when you got Jesus, you have be able to get along in your marriage. When you get sanctified. Amen. I take notice in the year of 2020, 2019, people don't talk about sanctification like I preach. They look over it, act like it ain't nothing. Praise God. This is 2021. People still don't preach sanctification. They just love to lay on repentance. Just repent all the time. Repent, praise God. But we need to move from repentance, get washed in the blood of the Lamb. You hear me? Glory to God. Amen. God is tired of church people all the time. All they know is to repent. Praise God. But we need to move from repentance, get washed in the blood of the Lamb, and let Jesus breathe in your soul. Root that devil out of you. Root that sinful nature out. Praise God. So you can live right. Amen. If you live right, you'll get off the altar. If you live right, you'll be able to be a witness for Jesus. Amen. Be holy in all manner of conversation. Amen. But see, the devil wants to trap so many church people. Feel like they can't be holy. They can't be free. They got the sin. That's the reason why they love to repent. Praise God. Just repent. Praise the Lord.
But we need to get to Calvary. Get that blood bath. Get washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get sanctified through the blood of Jesus. Amen. We're going to talk about that, praise God, in another broadcast. Because people need to know Jesus come to put things on a better promise. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. I know this is a powerful message. Praise the Lord. Because I'm a Holy Ghost filled preacher. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Holiness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, look on the people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Breathe in their soul and sanctify them wholly. Put their joy in there. Put their peace and love in their heart. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Glory to God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Lord, bind them unclean spirits, them demons and devils. Praise our God. Lord, loose the people and sound free in them jails and prisons. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. Song say, I need you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. Every second, every minute, every hour, and every day, we need the Jesus on our side, hallelujah, because he is the one that can set us free and deliver from whatever we are bound with, hallelujah. Say, believe that prayer. And then Mr. Ella Holmes said, because we got to be holy. Hallelujah. And the only way we can do that is allow Jesus to come in and mold us and make us into who we need to be. Because there's nothing too hard for God to do. So you believe that prayer. You've been set free. Keep on thinking and keep on praising and build upon it and don't let it go. Hallelujah. Don't behind prison bar. Ella Holmes and I love you. You are special to us. You are not forgotten and you are not thrown away. And I often remind you that Jesus loves you even more. He is your best friend and he can fix anything that's wrong. As though in the free world, we think of your prayers, support of our ministry. Continue to pray for as we pray for you because God has a blessing with your name on it also. Because remember that God loves with the everlasting love and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. More than ever, we got to believe that God can do the impossible. So let's hold on and don't let go and give God a chance and may God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Valley and myself. Soon we get a green light. We're going back doing what God called us to do, to preach the power of God in the jails and prisons. Those in the free world, click into our website, be blessed. Because we got a powerful message, ministry, Oakdale, on the Heaven Bound Train website. To next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, and my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send and gifts of support, which are tax deductible, visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.